And we welcome back today Glenn Schofield. Morning to you, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Beth.
G'day, Glenn.
Good to talk to you, mate. Good to have you back in the ranks after suffering that neck injury, mate. Are you back 100%?
Oh, look, I wasn't really just a neck injury. I was just a bit sore all over. I just wasn't quite up to it for a few days and decided just to, after that fall, just to take about a week off and just let the aches and pains go away.
It was a nasty fall. What was going through your head after that fall? It was you jumped up and through reflexes and you were waving your arms and then you saw one of your comrades on the track there. All sorts of things would have been going through your head.
Yeah, Ron. Well, firstly, I think my initial reaction, you know, when you hit the deck is you just wait to see if anything's hurting. But I was that angry. I wasn't waiting for anything to feel like it was sore. I wanted to run after Mark Zara and give him a mouthful. Because obviously we were calling in the race for him to try and keep a straight line, which he wasn't. And of course myself and Andrew ended up on the deck. But look, it was very confronting to see Andrew when I got to him to see him in the state that he was and the length of time that it took the paramedics to get there. But fortunately, you know, our CEO Peter Verlandes has swiftly moved and rectified the protocols involved that prevented the paramedics getting there. And funnily enough, the very next meeting, I think at Warwick Farm, I think Tommy's horse fell over just past the winning line, and the paramedics were there within seconds. So that was a much better outcome. And you know, I must be honest, I was a little bit affected by what I was presented with Andrew when I first got to him. You know, a couple of days later, it sort of sunk in, and what may have been, you know, because I'm not qualified to sort of attend to anybody in any bad state. So fortunately, he's all okay, and just, you know, when I say just a few broken bones, but you know, he's gonna mend, and you know, he's a strong guy, and he'll be back soon.
I must say the thing that distressed me the most was something you just touched on. I was wondering, well, when I was riding, the ambulance used to just follow us around. I didn't realise there was a new protocol there, and I'm going, where in the bloody hell is this ambulance?
Yeah.
And obviously the track's got to be clear. There was something, someone said the track's got to be cleared or something like that. What was the protocol?
I'm not sure, because I don't think Peter was quite sure himself, because when I had a chat with him, and he said, look, leave it with him. He'll sort it out ASAP, which to his credit, you know, Peter's he's a great forward thinker, and that's why our state's in such a great shape racing wise. And he fixed that. And you know, I think as a group of riders, whilst we take it for granted, we're going to be looked after. You know, you can't take that for granted. You know, the clubs provide the best help they can give us. And it's a great help to know that if something happens, we've got some assistance on hand straight away.
Yeah, for sure. While we're on other matters, Chad's going so well in Hong Kong.
Yeah, he is. He's having a little bit of a blimp through the season, but he's got himself back onto one of his favourite horses that obviously was a big knockout the other day, and it'll be tough for him again on Sunday to win. That's Rattam. Clearly, the trainers decided that, you know, stretching him out and trying to get him to the Derby distance wasn't quite ideal, and coming back fresh with blinkers on, you know, blew away two of the best sprinters in Hong Kong. So maybe that's his forte, but he's having a good season.
Is his life in Hong Kong? Do you think he's settled in there now? Do you think we'll ever see him back in Sydney?
Look, I still maintain they got him there too young. You know, he was only not 18 or 19, I think, or maybe 20 at just.
How old were you when you first travelled?
I think I was in my 30s when I first went overseas. Okay. I rode a little bit in Mauritius, which is a bit of an extended holiday, really, when you ride in Mauritius. You race, when I was there, we used to race three times a week. Three times a month.
Yep.
And then you lived on the boots and rode track work maybe two or three times, so it was pretty much a holiday. But, I only started travelling when I was a bit later, and I wasn't quite sure, you know, a hot pot environment like Hong Kong, you know, Chad would have been able to cope with it, but he has, you know, and season on season, he's got a little bit stronger, and he just needs to find one or two good stables with a bit of backing. And you know, his biggest thing is consistency. You know, getting on decent horses on a consistent basis and riding those good races all the time, which is what you can do when you're riding good ones, and when you're riding the bad and slow ones, it can be hard to do, as you know.
Do you still coach him, or is he getting a bit old for that now? He doesn't cop that real well.
No, he does. Look, he phones up and says, "Oh, Dad, I think I did this wrong," or you know, he doesn't ever give himself praise, which is one thing I try and, you know, tell him to do inwardly. You know, you've got to build up that self confidence. That Hong Kong's the type of place that, you know, you can get up and you just get knocked down again. So once he you know, really cements himself in that environment, which I think he's close to be doing now, he's going to be a lot happier when he's a lot more successful, because he's obviously got high hopes for himself.
Mm. Today, you've got a couple of nice-looking rides. Raquique in race 1, 2100, third up. Could see improvement from him.
He'll need to find a little bit of improvement. His first two runs, I would like to have seen a bit more improvement second up. He sort of ran a similar type of race second up as to first up. You know, he's up in distance now, which will suit him. And I hope, as you say, we need a little bit of improvement from him. But we all know Chris's horses, when they get up in trip and they've had three, this is their, and they're up to their third run, that's when they're about right.
Race 2, Harmattan. She continues to hold that honest form.
Yeah, continues to hold that form without, look, got really close at Gosford the other day. Looked to lay in a little bit when she was needed to run straight, and that might have made the difference between winning and losing. But as honest as the day is long, is always there, and will be something likewise today.
Race 3, Antonio Padre. He maps okay and could be one of these, well, Chris Waller improvers.
Certainly so. Just came off two trials as soft trials and landed in a good spot. Just couldn't sprint with him at Warwick Farm when needed to. You know, just natural improvement. Could see him turn that around. It's only a couple of links he needs to find, so that could very possibly happen.
Race 4, Miss Q. She overachieved in the Hallmark at big odds.
Yeah, tell you what, in a strong race. You know, it was ridden a little bit upside down. Normally comes from a cuddling position and comes with a nice sweeping run, but, gee, you know, it's a tough place like Randwick to leave in that quality of race.
Mm.
And still be there, you know, 100 ago was still probably, you know, fighting out first, second or third. So Hawkesbury obviously offers different challenges or slightly less of a challenge over the trip than Randwick would do. But it'd be interesting to see how Chris would like me to ride her, because definitely showed something different the other day.
The Highway Legion of Boom, the drier track will suit him today. He was very sharp last preparation.
Very sharp. Look, obviously ran a very poor race on a heavy track. Was slow away. Obviously could never get to grips with that surface. But funnily enough, when they did, he obviously won over the shorter trips. But when they did step him up in distance, he sort of blew them away. So I'm presuming I'm going to be a little bit beaten for speed. But it's a pretty simple start. And, you know, down that Hawkesbury side there, you just come around the corner and can gather a bit of momentum. There's enough room in the straight for him to find his legs and get going if he can.
Are you ready to make a hero of yourself on Tom Melbourne?
I think Blake Shin deserves that accolade to get him home. Look, I think he's pretty well weighted in a race that, you know, he's dropping quite a lot in grade from what he's been racing against. You know, with him, it's just, I think it's the situation to get him to switch off and, you know, the only probably horse to do that with is the favourite. And Corey will sort of rate the horse as he'd like to. So if I can just tag him, I've got to give him away a lot of weight. So look, I'll be challenging him at some time, but hopefully it's the right time.
Yeah. All right, well, let's hope you can get a result there today. You know, a couple of horses that are going to be around the mark.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Ron.